Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Let me begin today's podcast by saying I love physical prints. I grew up in the age of physical prints. If there wasn't a physical print, there wasn't a photograph. And from my earliest days in photography, I've been enamored with handling the physical characteristics of prints. Maybe that's led to my love of relatively small prints. I can handle an 8x10 print when I look at it, even an 11x14, but it's cumbersome to handle a 16x20 or a 20x24 print. I unabashedly just love the physicality of prints. But that said, and this is where the tough love aspect of this podcast has to come into play, the overwhelming evidence is that our audience for physical prints will be a tiny, minuscule fraction compared to the audience for our digital creations. Now, I know some of you don't care about audience whatsoever, and so this entire topic is non sequitur to you because you do your work for yourself and only for yourself, and you don't care if it's ever shown or exhibited or published, and that's just fine. But I think a lot of people do care about having their work seen. Maybe they produce it primarily for themselves, but having an audience of some kind or another is rewarding. It's nice. It's fun to share our work. And so in my younger years, that meant trying to arrange for a gallery exhibition, for example, so that we could hang and exhibit our physical prints, which was a difficult thing to do. The gallery business is just that. It's a business. And commercial galleries want to exhibit and give opportunities to share work to photographers who they're likely to be able to sell. They have to pay rent. They have to pay the heat, light, and power. And so they're much more interested in putting a famous dead guy's work on the wall where they can maybe charge thousands of dollars for a print rather than some unknown like you or me and charge maybe $100 or $200 for a print. And then there is, of course, the philosophy that even though we're not a famous dead guy, we'll put a big high price, $3,000, $5,000 on our print, even though we're thoroughly unknown. But of course, when people do that, they tend to take away all the work they exhibited because nothing ever sells. So galleries are a difficult thing in that regard. And I could spend an entire podcast telling horror stories of working with galleries. For example, photographers who sent their work and never saw it again, and the gallery disappeared and went out of business, and the wonderful work that a photographer had there never sees it again. Poof, disappeared, gone into the ether. I know galleries that have not paid the photographers what they're owed. I've heard stories of photographers sending in framed prints and then a year or two later, in frustration, go to the gallery to pick up their unsold work only to find out that all the frames are gone because the photographs were removed from the frames and the frames used to sell other photographers' work. It goes on and on. Now, of course, there's also wonderful galleries who do a great job of representing and are honest and trustworthy, and those are the partners you really want to have. But either way, there's a couple of realities about a physical gallery that are inescapable. The first of which is they have a limited geographic draw. We can debate about the number, but just for grins, I'll pull one out of thin air and say that the average gallery is not going to draw in a radius greater than, say, 30 miles in any direction. Yeah, it's always possible that someone's going to drive 100 miles or a couple hundred miles to go see a special gallery exhibition that they really want to see. But doesn't it kind of make sense that those are going to be examples when the photographer is well-known, famous, and it's a rare opportunity to see their original work? I remember driving from Portland to Seattle just so that I could see an exhibition of Paul Caponegro's work at the now-defunct Silver Image Gallery. It was worth the 200-mile drive. But I remember that because it was so unusual. Most of the time, most of the people who go to a gallery are going to one that's relatively convenient for them to get to. It's on a date night, or it's at an opening event of the gallery, or something like that. So, just to pick a number, I'll stick with a 30-mile radius. So you have a finite geography. Okay, and let's say you want to get outside that finite geography. So you have to have a gallery arrangement with someone whose gallery is in the next state, or on the opposite coast, or in another country. How do you get those galleries? It's not very likely that you're just going to knock on the door, show up with your portfolio box, and the gallery owner's going to go gaga over your work and decide to give you an exhibition. And it's a pretty expensive proposition to go from remote location to remote location hunting for a gallery. So that's a difficult thing to do. So most of us are going to exhibit our work in a gallery, in one that's relatively close to where we live. Maybe we're within that same 30-mile radius that the audience will be drawn from. A tiny geography compared to the planet, or your country, or your hemisphere. That's problem number one. Physical galleries have an extremely limited geography that they serve. But let's look at it on a completely different vector. How about the people who will attend a gallery exhibition? That's maybe a little harder number to pin down, because there can be big galleries and little galleries, and big cities and little cities. But isn't it fairly safe to assume that the average exhibition that's going to take place by some unknown photographer, you and me, that we might anticipate how many people to attend? Maybe a couple of hundred, maybe a few hundred. Maybe if we're really lucky, there might be 1,000 people attend our gallery opening. That would be amazing if you think about it. But in all the gallery openings that I've attended in my life, there's probably 50 people, maybe 100 people. And then you have to consider that that's the biggest exposure to our work is during the opening night. And then the exhibition is going to stay up for what? 30 days? 60 days? Maybe 90 days. That's the longest I think I've ever heard for a gallery exhibition to not be changed from one photographer to another, or from one exhibition to another. So let's recap. 30-mile radius for 30 days that'll maybe gain you a couple of hundred, maybe more, maybe less, people to see your work. That's sort of the reality of the audience for our artifacts. But yet, as creators, you and I are invested in our artifacts. Like I say, I'm a physical print guy from the moment I picked up a camera. But I can't help but conclude, after having observed the scene for all these years, that physical artifacts are probably the least effective way for me to get my work seen or appreciated, or, let's dream big, even sold. And this is where things get really difficult for us not only to admit, but to accept and to work with, and that is that the audience for our physical prints will be a tiny, tiny, minuscule fraction compared to the audience for our digital creations. This is simply inarguable, and it both delights and pains me. I know, for example, that compared to a gallery, 30 miles, limited time, couple hundred people, that my exhibitions on the internet, my PDFs, my websites, whatever, can be up in perpetuity, available to the planet, which is, theoretically, a potential audience of, what, 7 billion of us now live on the planet? And we're clearly not going to have 7 billion people see our work, but it'll be more than a couple of hundred. It delights me that I've been able to find an audience for my work via digital platforms. But it also pains me that seeing my work in a digital format is not the same as seeing original prints, the physicality of original prints. I suppose the best way I can illustrate this, although I'm hesitant to do so because I know this is going to sound braggadocious and I don't want it to sound braggadocious, but let's compare. I've sold probably in the neighborhood of a couple of thousand prints in my 50 years of photography. At best, probably less. I know I've sold more than hundreds because I have editions that are much larger than that. But I don't have any print that I've sold 1,000 of. And I have boxes and boxes of original prints I've never sold one of. That's just the reality of physical prints. As compared to what happened last fall, when I'm thrilled and delighted to say I passed the point of having had 1 million PDF publications downloaded by people from literally all over the planet. 1 million downloads of my PDFs, I'm talking about my personal work here, as compared to maybe a couple thousand prints. That means there's 500 times more of an audience for my digital publications than there have been for my prints. That's reality, and I can't avoid it. I can pretend it doesn't exist, but I'd be foolish. What that tells me is that any photographer who values having their work seen and wants to share their work had better pay attention to the realities of digital distribution. It is far and away the best way to get your work seen, at least in terms of numbers. Yeah, I know. A PDF is not the same as a physical print. But that's sort of the equivalent of saying an apple is not a bicycle. They're two completely different things. I'm not sure there's any validity in comparing them. I'm just talking about which one will undoubtedly be the one that most people see and know your work by. Now, of course, there's also the midway point between a physical print and a digital publication or website of some kind, and that's the physical book. But if you look at what's happened to the physical book in the last 10 years, you realize what a difficulty that has become as printing and binding has gotten more and more expensive and bookstores have gotten fewer and farther between, and it's almost impossible for an individual photographer to take their book and get it placed in places like Barnes & Noble or Chapters in Canada because of their restrictions on purchasing. Books are still a great medium for photography, and I know lots of photographers are doing books, in particular, print-on-demand books. It's great. Glad those exist. But those of you who are seriously pursuing book publication, how many books have you sold compared to how many people have seen your work on the internet or in a PDF on their tablet or via email? There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever. If I can wave a magic wand and choose the method that I would prefer for viewing work, for viewing other photographers' work, there is no question in my mind it would be original prints. It's one of the reasons I like going to workshops, is to see everybody's original prints and the instructor's original prints and have my original prints looked at and critiqued so that I can turn it into a learning experience. But anymore these days, I find lots and lots of workshops are not doing that because transporting physical prints is expensive and difficult, and prints can be fragile even if they're stored in a hefty box. And so more and more photographers are showing up in workshops with a flash drive, which they plug into a computer or a projector, and their images are seen digitally, cast up onto a wall or a sheet, or maybe if you're really lucky, a viewing screen. I remember decades ago going to a workshop taught by Don Wirth, wonderful photographer, at the Portland Art Museum. And he had boxes of original prints, and they just knocked my socks off. They were absolutely spectacular. I don't think I would have had that same reaction if he had broadcast his images via slide projector up onto a screen. So there's a difference. I understand that. but can we at least say that having your work seen digitally is better than having it not seen at all? Fortunately, I'm of that generation that has a foot in both camps. I grew up with physical prints, and I'm a lover of physical prints, but I'm also working today in the digital world with digital distribution here in the age of the internet. So I've got a foot in both camps, which means I'm comfortable producing both kinds of work. I still produce physical prints, and I wish I had demand for more physical prints because it's my preferred method of sharing my work. But I'm not going to allow that to limit me and ignore the possibilities and the distribution that can be had with digital means. And in my case, the best way has been PDFs. I like PDFs better than any other format. Probably next best would be flipbooks, then perhaps videos, maybe at the bottom of the list are websites. But one kind of digital means or another is definitely a way to share your work with the largest possible audience. So for me, the only way I've been able to wrap my mind around all of this is to recognize that each medium has its own virtues and its own drawbacks. Prints, original prints, are the purest form of media that's closest to my heart. PDFs, as a form of digital publication, is closest to my desire to share my work with as many people as possible. So why not do both? And maybe a book, and maybe a blurb book, and maybe a folio, and maybe a chapbook. Each medium has its own audience. Each medium has its own strengths and virtues. Each medium has its own drawbacks and difficulties. But we are fortunate, and I mean this, we are fortunate that we live in the age when we can play in all of these media and take advantage of all the strengths of each of them. I guess what motivates me to talk about this today is I know far too many photographers who will produce their work in one medium only, or maybe two. They may do original prints and have a website, and that's it. But that's not the world we live in. At least there is another alternative we can choose if we want, and that is to produce our work in all the possible media, or pick and choose the media for each project, depending on what makes sense for that project, and recognize that perhaps by choosing a multiplicity of media, they actually reinforce each other. They support each other. I've sold prints, for example, from people who have originally seen the work in a PDF that they've downloaded from my website, and then they say, well, I like that one so much, I'd like to buy one. Or they see a PDF and then want the corresponding chapbook or folio. There's a cross-fertilization that takes place between audience, location, and time, where each medium reinforces the others. I love the fact that there's an audience for artifacts. I also love the fact that there's an audience for digital publications and for print-on-demand books and for commercially printed books. And isn't it absolutely fantastic that you and I are alive today when all of these possibilities exist, as compared to, say, the photographers of 100 or 150 years ago who had such limited ways for them to share their work? Here again, I guess, another reason why I've said for decades that our generation lives and works in the best time ever in the history of photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.